Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle, is here with us today, and we've taken a different approach to our discussions to give you an idea of the types of clients that he helps. And today, we're going to talk about someone who's going through divorce or considering divorce, but Peter will lead us on that. We talked about seniors before dealing with bankruptcy. So now, this time, the discussion is a client that comes to see him and they're considering or going through divorce. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much. Thanks for the nice introduction. And this is a really good topic. I think it's going to touch to a lot of people who are either going through a divorce or considering it, and you know, what the impact is. So I'm really happy to be able to provide this information.
Absolutely, because I think sometimes when we hear something, I think about parables or fables. I think of these stories that aren't our stories, but we can get a message from it. And sometimes we still don't grasp it unless it hits us closer to our scenario.
Right.
You know, so I think that these discussions, while it may not be Catherine or Peter, it could be someone like Catherine or Peter, and I can connect
right.
with that scenario. So I think that this is very useful. So let's get into it. I got pen and paper.
Sure.
I'm ready to learn.
Yeah, sure. So you know, obviously the whole process of a divorce is really about starting fresh, okay, and starting anew. And many times – the finances are so entangled with your, you know, with your spouse that the going through a divorce really raises havoc with that. Okay, so it's not just the past bills and obligations that you have, but it's being able to set yourself up with your new life going forward by being able to have a budget that you can live with and not sort of settling some debts from before. Okay. So one thing that a bankruptcy does do, it gives you that fresh start financially that you may or may not get without it, okay? So, for example, you know, part of marital problems sometimes develop because of fights about money and that, you know, credit card spending and, you know, refinancing the homes or whatever. And so, you know, these, you know, the couple or the family has created debt that, upon the divorce, it makes it difficult for each of the, you know, each party to be able to afford their debts going forward. So
right.
not only having to pay their debts, but also now having to pay a separate mortgage or rent or, you know, living arrangements, and then plus paying child support or alimony, it becomes quite a burden. So what we see a lot of times is that folks are on the brink while they're married and having a struggle financially with two incomes, but when it cuts to one, it's literally impossible. So what we do a lot of times is that we do joint petitions for divorce where we can even represent both parties as long as they're in agreement. In other words, if they come and say, listen,
right.
we don't need you for an attorney to help us with the divorce. You know, we just need to get rid of this debt. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of times if we're on the same page, we're happy to help them without giving any advice because really there's a common goal, and that's to get rid of the debt, but we don't deal with children or you know, visitation
right.
or a division of assets. We're really just trying to get rid of the debt, okay? So
okay.
they come to us and they'll say, you know, we're overwhelmed here, and should we file bankruptcy first or do it after the divorce? Well, it certainly
okay.
makes it easier to go to the divorce having filed a joint petition for bankruptcy because then when they fill out their financial statements in the family court, they can list their debts at zero unless they have more money in a car loan or on a mortgage and so or student loans. So
mm-hmm.
it makes it easier for the family court judge to referee or to agree on a settlement for a divorce when essentially they don't have any debts to carve up. But
mm-hmm.
when there's quite a bit of credit card debt involved, then it gets into, well, this you charge this and, you know, you're,
mm-hmm.
this is your purchase. And so it's a bone of contention a lot of times on who pays these debts.
I believe
so
it.
What the bankruptcy does is it gives you a fresh start. So it sort of covers some of the past sins, we'll call it, from the marriage that kind of get wiped out with the bankruptcy. And then second, it helps going forward because if both parties now going forward with their new lives don't have to pay credit card debt or, you know, personal loans or whatever that may have been problematic in the marriage, there's no more disposable income to pay, whether it be alimony, child support, or set another home for one of the spouses, and then engage in a new life without mm-hmm. having to pay that. So it really cures two things. So a fair amount of our practice is folks that are going through divorces. And even if both spouses aren't able to sit in the same room with each other to file the bankruptcy, I mean, doing one is fine also. So it isn't like you have to come in with your former spouse to be.
Okay.
You can do
that was rolling around in my head.
Yeah, you can do it individually. But, then the question becomes when you get divorced, what's the judge going to say? Well, because the other person has all this debt and now it becomes an issue. So mm-hmm. you don't truly get the fresh start until they both get rid of the debt, unless the amount of debt that the other spouse has is so small that's insignificant. It's customary. We see in relationships with a person with a good job and the good credit will accumulate the debt. And so obviously that doesn't seem fair, but in the event of a bankruptcy, it levels the playing field on who owes, and it doesn't have to be an order from a family court as to the other spouse having to pay the other person's debts. Again, it just eliminates problems down the road.
And if you're getting a divorce and you know that this is what you want to do, and we know we can't work together, we're not good together, but we do want a fresh start. I think that takes a lot of maturity, because I imagine getting divorced is, I hate you, that kind of bad talk.
I know, but when cooler heads prevail. And a lot of times, we get a fair amount of referrals from divorce attorneys who come in and say, geez, you guys should really run through a bankruptcy for us. So we do quite a bit of work we help other lawyers when they send, hey, listen, you got to help these folks out,
That makes even attorneys I have not, that makes those attorneys even nice.
Yeah.
Because there's more help. I mean, I know when, I'm tongue-tied and... You just blew my mind again, because, again, attorney was a bad word before having you on the show. So, and they're advocate. Please advocate. Hey, these people need your help. And, anyway, thanks. Not a solid question, but I do have a solid question. You just tongue-tied me there. Have you ever had a couple decide to stay married after getting their finances together?
I've done probably, 15,000 bankruptcies, and so it's kind of all blurred together over the years, but I absolutely remember that coming up, but I can't remember the specific instance, because when people fight about money, it's really gets to be a sore spot in a marriage. And so when there's mm-hmm. no money issues, some of the other issues that they had can kind of be worked out. So the answer is yes, I have seen that in the past.
That's interesting.
So but that's a good question, because...
bankruptcy save your marriage.
Yeah, well, so much of our identity, right? So much of our identity is revolving around money, right? It's such a, how much money you have or how much money you don't have and what you make.
Of
and
course.
There's a tremendous amount of energy that gets expended every day and getting caught up with your finances, So.
Absolutely.
And usually it's not good energy either,
No, it's a lack of.
Right.
Years ago, I started with myself, reminding myself what I have, because you can get so greedy eyeballed looking at things that you wish you could have. And while you could have it one day, you're not happy about what you have now. It's sort of like telling, the person you're with, I love you so much. But if I had this other person, I could love, they don't feel appreciated or loved. So, I have to remind myself, too, to stop wanting or looking ahead so far, appreciate where I am and what I have, and not because I'm settling. So, we have that problem as a human. More, give me more.
Right. More, huh? And then you get more, and then you just want more. So it's never.
Exactly. How do we solve the problem? Yeah. We did not. Okay. Peter, every time you come, you share great nuggets of information with us. And you blew my mind with you and the divorce attorneys or family law attorneys working together to help people to resolve these tough places in their lives, because we all have problems and we all run into times we don't have solutions. So I cut in right there, but was there more that you wanted to share with the divorce Okay.
I think we've got it. I think we covered it. I mean, we really hit the high points. So I think there's enough information here to, you know, get folks to think, you know.
Exactly. There are more solutions out here. And attorneys, lawyers are not bad people. There are bad people everywhere around the world, but not because they became an attorney. Bankruptcy is not a bad word. So right. I want each person listening to this interview and who will read it in print later to understand your options, just because it's not what you want it to be, because you didn't get married to get divorced. That's
right.
Not what you do.
Right.
So when you get to this point, you do have a lot of bitter feelings. But talking with you, Peter, it sounds like we have to decide, like, what's really the issue? Because if the issue is money, and if we could fix money, would that help us? So I'm enjoying this, and I can't wait. Yes, I can. I can wait. I'm looking forward to our next discussion on the next type of client that you help and how this can help that type of person's problem-solving skills when it comes to restructuring our lives. So
exactly.
Before we get out of here, tell people how to get in touch with you.
Sure, sure. If you want to speak to me in person, you can call 508-771-7444. If you want to go on my website and contact me through email or through ordering a book or any read any information that we have on our site, it's daiglelawoffice.com, D-A-I-G-L-E, lawoffice.com. So look me up. You'll click on, see my smiling face, read all kinds of blogs and other information that we have, and order a copy of the book if you'd like.
Fantastic. Have a wonderful day until
okay.
Our next discussion. Bye now.
Okay, Catherine. Bye-bye now.